A jury is ordering far-right groups and individuals to pay $25 million in damages. This is for their part in the deadly Unite the Right rally that happened in Virginia.
Back in 2017, Roberta Kaplan represented the plaintiffs who sued white nationalists.
No one will ever bring violence to the streets of Charlottesville, Virginia ever again, because they now know what will happen if they do.
The jury said all the white supremacists who were sued conspired. Before the rally, five people were found responsible for violence.
So all the plaintiffs in this case said that they suffered some kind of injury or long-standing pain from that day, that night, also back in 2017, right?
That's right, Rachel. You know, you'll recall, you know, this was the largest convening of white nationalists and neo-Nazis that this country has seen in many decades. You'll remember televised images of a torchlight march where young white men were chanting, "The Jews will not replace us." And then violence at the rally the next day, where ultimately one neo-Nazi ran a vehicle into a crowd of counter-protesters and killed Heather Heyer. You know, the retelling of all this, I think, has been challenging for the plaintiffs. But with this verdict, they say they're finally feeling tremendously relieved and that justice has been served and maybe healing can begin.
But none of these white nationalists are going to jail, though, right?
No, this was a civil case, not a criminal one. So each of these individual defendants has been ordered to pay at least $500,000 in damages. And one of them, the man who ran his vehicle into the crowd, was assessed $12 million. One civil rights lawyer told me that these amounts are, you know, high enough that they can't just chalk this off as a cost of doing business as a white nationalist. You know, they might be paying this down for the rest of their lives.
What did we learn from this trial about the way that white nationalists operate? Because there were, like, a lot of disparate groups.
Yeah, you know, this was so interesting. This trial ended up being almost like an extremism 101 crash course, Rachel. You know, I spoke with Amy Spitalnik. She's the executive director of Integrity First for America, which is the civil rights nonprofit behind the lawsuit. And she told me this was an important function of the trial.
We had expert witnesses who explained not just to the jury, but to the world who was following along, how these extremists use tools and tactics like plausible deniability, like optics, the fact that they claim that they're joking so often, as part of a very deliberate strategy that is central to their violence.
So to explain, you know, experts were able to get into how these defendants normalized discussions of violence against Jewish and black people, for example, by using internet memes. So this idea of trying to make something horrific look kind of like a joke so that they could deny intent to do harm, but all the while the intent really was understood.